Not too bad.
No, not too bad at all.
Little things like Ace. Well, welcome everybody to the first edition of Georgia Archery Podcast. I'm your host, Big John Chandler. Today, I have a guest. My guest today is Robbie Surface. Y'all may know him from the infamous Bow Junkie podcast. Also, he also does the journals, the 3D journals, archery journals. So if you've been looking for them, Eric's been selling them at the booth at the ASAs. So welcome, Robbie.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. We're just doing our thing. You know, trying to get this thing started and get going like we've been doing. This would be the first one, so we wanted to see what it is. And I needed somebody like you to come in here and had some experience.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to be here, buddy. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, first thing question I have for you is, what made you do the journal again?
I've had over the last year, so I've had several people ask me, did I have any left? And then when I was doing them before, when I first created it, I had several people give me some input on what they would like to see, some changes that they'd like to see made to make that journal better. So after I ran out of all the stock and whatnot, and just got to thinking about it, and finally decided to go ahead and do them again, but when I did them this time, implement those changes that were requested, and the biggest one was make it so that it would fit in your back pocket, and then the second one was to make it so that you could, you know, input or pinpoint where the arrow lands, to kind of better help when you look back at it, and then the note section up under each target. So,
well, I like it. I've used it several times in practice. I'm sort of knocking the dust off of the 3D thing because I haven't done it in a long time. So I'm just getting started back in 3D, and it helped a lot with being able to mark where it hit, so you can have, if you was a tendency to fall out or a tendency to hit to the right or to the left and that type of thing. And it helped me a lot on that type of stuff. So I'm glad you're making them again, and I hope everybody gets one.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it was designed for, you know. I'm a visual person. You know, cell phones and there's some apps out there are nice, but I mean, I don't know how many of the listeners out there are kind of like me. I may have a different cell phone 6 months from now, 8 months from now. I mean, I drop them, I fletch a lot of arrows, I get glue on the screen, a new one comes out and I got to have the latest and the greatest. So, like I say, I've always been a visual person, and I like writing my notes down. I don't know if that came from school or whatnot, because back when I was in school, I hated taking notes. But if it was important to me, of course, I'd make sure I wrote it down. And I used to do it, you know, when I shot a lot of 3D back in the day, I'd just kind of keep little journals and such. And so the idea came up when I was working in the print company. We had a customer that did journals for another application, and I was like, you know, this would be cool. I really think I can take this and put it into the archery side, the 3D side of the world, and make a journal that could be beneficial if they're used, you know. And that's kind of where the idea started from, and it's grown from there. And I believe this edition is a whole lot better. You know, you can buy them online at archeryjournals.com. Eric Griggs has them with gas bowstrings. All of the tournaments that he goes to, he puts them in his booth. And then he's also got them for sale on his website. And I believe his website's gasbowstrings.com. You can buy them on there, too.
Well, that's cool. Like I said, you know, I use mine all the time, and now that you've told everybody where they can find them, maybe everybody needs to go out there and get them one, too. But if you watch golfers, I mean, every golfer flips out a book every time they go because they shoot practice rounds, and they flip out and go, you know, 28 to the front, whatever. And those are notes that they made just for the same thing. It works the same exact way, and those are all professional you know, athletes and doing the thing, I don't understand why it wouldn't work for us. So I'm glad you did it, and it's a great thing.
Yeah, I've got another one that was more of a score-taking journal that had some notes in it that was could be used for three spot or five spot shooting indoor or whatnot. And I'm going to this off season, I guess, which is what we're in now, I've kind of already started playing with the layout and making some changes to it, and I'm going to continue to work with that. I've got a couple of the pros that have been extremely beneficial and with some ideas and such, so I'm going to be working on that over the next couple of months and try to have them ready for the indoor season that will be coming up in the fall. You know, they're great for 4-H programs, beginning archers, experienced archers, because, you know, nobody has a perfect day every single day that they pick up the bow and the release. I mean,
why not? I mean,
dude, if we could answer that question right there, we'd be millionaires, you know.
We should all shoot 300s every time, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but, you know, those journals give you the ability to input, you know, just about everything you need and to notate how that round went. And you can always look back on it and pick it apart and say, man, I was on, like, the 3D journals. I have found out that on certain targets, I score better by shooting at the uppers. I'm a lower 12 shooter, and I have been for I guess, pretty much my entire 3D career, because that's what we shot so much of back in the day. I mean.
Oh, yeah, me too. I had to teach myself to look at a 12, upper 12.
I'm still doing that. But there's certain targets, the Black Panther, of course, that new Anteater, to me or for me, I have scored better by, you know, calling the upper and shooting at it versus the lower.
Pair.
Yeah, the Tapir, Tapir, Anteater is what I'm going to call it, just because that's easier, flows off the tongue better. But it's things like that, you know, and it also has places for you to input your arrow and bow setup information in there. And I don't want to say that I'm like Tim Gillingham, because, you know, he is the tinkerer of all tinkering, but I like to play too, because I'm always trying to better the setup, of course. But being in the archery industry and working on the other side of the counter and setting up, you know, bows and selling product and all, I like to know how a product reacts or responds to a certain setup, whether it be a 4-fletch or a 3-fletch, or if I'm running 140 in the nose or 120 in the nose or an 80 in the nose or whatever. These journals give you that ability to input that data, and you can go back and, you know, shoot two or three rounds with one setup and shoot two or three rounds with another setup, and it gives you
change your arrow weight, change your poundage, draw length.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And this gives you the ability to look back and say, man, I scored, you know, I really scored better with a Fat Boy 500 with 80 grains in the nose versus this setup or that setup. But, you know, right now my PS23s with 140 in the nose is killing it, absolutely killing it.
Well, that's good. Tell everybody, what are you shooting anyway?
Right now I'm shooting a Prime CT9, set up with Conquest bars 30 inches out front with about 5 ounces on the front bar, V bars on the back, 10 inch bars with about 9 ounces on each bar, where there's actually 10 on the left and 9 on the right bar. PS23 350s with 140 grains in the nose, 4-fletched on the backside with biter knocks. And if I put the pin on the spot and make a good shot, it will flat destroy arrows.
And I see that you're playing with a new toy in your hand, release wise. What you got going on there?
Yeah, man, had some B3s come in today. Been wanting to check those out. You know, Nathan, my boy, he shoots the B3 and absolutely has loved it. He's got more confidence in that release for whatever the reason than any other release that he's ever shot. So, you know, the guys at B3 reached out to us and, you know, wanted us to do some sampling and some testing, and we got a few of them in. I got the Coop and the Infinity and the Versus.
So essentially, he just gave you a sneak peek.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of a sneak peek.
A sneak peek of product review coming soon. Hmm.
Yeah, it could be.
Could be.
That's a jam up idea right there.
You never know. So we just wanted to give you a little sneak peek on that. Well, look, everybody knows I shoot PSE. I've been shooting Scott and CBE for as long as I can remember. I have changed arrows. I am actually, for the last few years, I've been shooting Easton. I did shoot Gold Tip for a while, and I have no problem with Gold Tip arrows. I think they're some of the best out there, but Easton has done me well for now, and that's what I'm shooting. I have one bow that has a spot hog swap rest, so it's a lizard tongue that I can swap back and forth, put my fat arrow on it or my skinny arrow on it, depending if I'm doing indoors or outdoors and that type of thing. That's on my dot bow. And I have another bow set up for my 3D rig, and I put the Hamsky on there, and I'm really enjoying that Hamsky. That's something that I'll talk about on another review soon too. Just not that anybody in the brother hasn't already seen the Hamsky. It's a great rest, but I just want to give everybody my take on it and what I think about it. And you know, as far as strings, there ain't but one manufacturer out there, in my opinion. Eric Griggs is a buddy of mine. He's been doing this for a long time. He knows strings better than anybody else, so gas bowstrings is the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I've got two CT9s and a CT5, and all three of my bows will have gas on it. My new CT9 doesn't have the gas strings on it yet, but it will. There's no doubt about it. I'm running the Ghost on my purple CT9, which is now my 3D bow, and then on my hunting bow, which is the CT5, I've got the high octane strings on it, the gas high octanes, all solid flow orange with flow serving, and you know, that bow's pounding. Yep. And it's also something that I don't know, and I haven't quite put my fingers on yet, and I'm still trying to figure it out. The bow feels totally different after putting the strings on it.
Better.
Yeah, so, I mean, for so much better. We've got a customer of ours here at the store that was undecided between the CT5 and a Elite Ritual 33, and he came in and he shot both of them, and he wound up, you know, going with the Elite Ritual because that fit his hand better. He just liked it better. Well, I did my strings about a week ago on Friday, and well, y'all were going to the ASA when I done it.
Okay.
Well, he came in on Saturday after shooting around at a local WMA practicing, and he came in, and I told him, I said, run out there and shoot my bow. Just shoot it and see what you think of it with those strings on it. And he came, after he shot about three arrows, he came back in there, and he's like, dude, what did you do? Man, I didn't do anything but put strings on it. And it goes to show, there's nothing against the factory strings. I mean, I ain't throwing hate at the factory strings by no stretch, but it just goes to show with a good quality set of strings, I mean, it can make a bow feel totally different. And for this one, I mean, it made it feel so much better. It's quieter. I didn't lose any speed. You said it best. I don't think there is a better string manufacturer out there. I mean, there's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of good string manufacturers out there, but gas has been phenomenal.
Yeah, these are all personal opinions. Everybody knows I shoot PSE. I've been shooting PSE forever and a day. Robbie shoots a prime, and he enjoys it. I think the prime shoots very well. There's not a problem with it, but I'm just stick with what I know, and been shooting it that way, and they treat me right, I treat them right, and we just go to town. So anyway, we don't want to make this a big old production of what we shoot and advertise our stuff, because you know that people do that enough as it is. Excuse me. I wanted to ask you another thing. The biggest growth that I've noticed in archery lately is the S3DA, and I know that you're the S3DA coordinator for the state of
East Regional coordinator for the S3DA. Yeah.
Yep. And so tell me a little bit about that, because you know, you were new to that position this year, and how much have you seen with just the S3DA itself?
Oh, wow, man. I'll start off with from the shop side. There is, that is, in my honest opinion, the fastest growing facet of target archery. The S3DA program is a phenomenal program. You know, it's all about getting those school kids, and there's some other programs out there that retention rates are down simply because they shoot one style bow with no accessories. And when you're done shooting that bow, you don't have a lot of experience going over into, say, a hunting rig. Well, what the S3DA does is it teaches hunting. It teaches wildlife preservation. But also it teaches discipline, which the other programs do too. I don't want to take anything away from them, but the S3DA is in a scholastic three disciplines of archery. It's known for 3D, but now we shoot an outdoor target round, we shoot an indoor target round, and then we also shoot 3D. So it's scholastic three disciplines of archery.
So you've been doing it for a year, roughly.
Roughly right there.
All right. And how much growth have you seen just in your section of the state of Georgia?
There's been two clubs that wasn't a club at the beginning of the year that are now S3DA programs.
Okay, so you've had, and how many did you have to start with?
I started with four.
Started with four, and you've gotten two more.
One of them's not in my region, but I mean, they're close.
Yeah, so
Troy with North 40.
Yeah, so but essentially, you've seen a lot of growth in the thing. I can tell you this: that I started S3DA for the simple fact. With our team, for the simple fact that parents go, hey, there's some scholarship money here.
Right.
And
right.
So I was like, well, okay, let me look into it. So I took the test, went to the class and took the test, and it offered it as just one more piece of the puzzle here as for the team of the Ace Apaches to travel and do what they were supposed to do. So, but as far as S3DA, I think it's one of the biggest growing sports there is.
Absolutely.
As far as section of this sport. They have had monstrous growth nationally. I mean, it was crazy in Cincinnati. I mean, almost 1,100 kids come to shoot this national event in Cincinnati. I mean, it was like unreal, all these kids that just wouldn't have been there normally just because they came to shoot the S3DA.
Right. Oh, and you look at the Georgia outdoor target round or outdoor state tournament. When this thing got kicked off in the beginning of the year, realistically, we was hoping to have 60, 70 shooters or so. And it grew to the point where the tournament was going to be held, it couldn't facilitate the amount of archers that were participating in that tournament. So the venue had to be changed to accommodate the number. And, I mean, that's as good of an example that, it can be. You go from 60, hoping to have 60, and I think it was around 115 total archers, and the state 3D is going to be
monstrous.
And that's going to be a fun event. In 3D we do shoot offs, kind of like an outdoor target doing the elimination rounds. The S3DA in 3D does shoot offs, kind of like the pros do in ASA and IBO and all. So the kids get to experience what those top level 3D archers do in the big.
The national
events, ASAs and IBOs.
Well, I know that the indoor was a 73% growth from the year before. That's a monster number, 73%.
That's a lot.
I was like, oh my goodness! But and they were all it was crazy. But and mine has grown. We've doubled our size of
in one year.
Yep.
And we've got all of the regional coordinators in the state of Georgia are phenomenal. They're great guys. Their heart's in it. We have a passion for this. But, Jake Martin, which is our state coordinator, I don't know that you can find a harder working guy that tries to provide opportunities for kids. Jake is a great guy. His heart's in it as much as anyone else's, and he's good at what he does.
Yes,
and
he
it
is.
Goes to show, because Georgia's numbers are way up.
Yep.
And a lot of that goes back to Jake and his hard work and working to grow the S3DA program, and he's done a phenomenal job with it.
Yep. Well, other than that, go on and tell everybody. They all know where we're at, I'm assuming. But, go on and tell everybody where you're at, where you work.
I am one of the bow techs at Social Circle Ace in the archery department. We're located in Social Circle, 181 South Cherokee Road. We can be reached by telephone 770-464-3354. We're also on Facebook and Instagram, and you know those links a little bit better than I do. I think it's Ace Archery and Pro Shop and Indoor Range or something like that's how we can be found on it. And the Instagrams, I really don't know what the Instagram handle is. I don't do much of the Instagram thing. I'll post, but I don't know, you know, I don't know the inside and outs of it, kind of like I do Facebook.
Well, I understand that. Well, I appreciate your spending time with me today. I know we covered a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of everything. We wanted everybody to know sort of what you did, the journal thing, because that's a piece that's a separate, you know, that's you. And then the S3DA, just because it's grown so much, I wanted to talk to you about that. And then I appreciate you spending your time today.
Yes, sir. Not a problem, but I appreciate you having me. And whenever I can come back and hang out, man, you just let me know. I'll be glad to.
All right. Well, I guess that's it for number one. About 20 minutes in. It's not too long. You can probably drive to the store and listen to this sometime. We appreciate the sharing this and doing it. It'll be out soon. And we'll do another one soon. Until next time, I'm Big John. We'll see you.